Chapter 7. Darryl sat down in the chair closest to Mr. Mitchell. It was where Tyrae sat. He did not know where to begin. As he searched for the right words, Mr. Mitchell broke the silence.
"You're having a rough time here, aren't you, Darryl?"
"Why do you say that?" Darryl asked, feeling defensive. He wondered if Mr. Mitchell was looking down at him the way kids at Blueford did. "Maybe Mr. Mitchell thinks I'm weak just like Uncle Jason does," Darryl thought. Part of him wanted to get up and walk out of the classroom.
"Darryl," Mr. Mitchell said, "I was a lot like you when I was your age." Darryl looked closely at Mr. Mitchell. He was a stocky man with broad shoulders and dark skin. He was nearly 6 feet tall. He looked like he was never Darryl's size.
"Yeah, right," Darryl said. "You?"
"Really, Darryl, I was the smallest kid in my class, and big guys used to hassle me all the time. I got beat up at my bus stop once in front of a busload of kids. I even got my gym clothes put on a flagpole in front of the school. After all that, I started lifting weights and doing exercises, and it helped some. But what really helped was developing inner toughness," Mr. Mitchell said. "Now, I know you're tough. Any kid who is picked on in school is putting up with a lot more than those who aren't picked on. Just coming to school knowing what your day is going to be takes courage. I know. I've been there. What you got to remember is that you can always make yourself stronger. You can do it on the outside with sports and exercise. And you can also strengthen yourself on the inside so you're tough enough to handle whatever happens."
"But how?" Darryl asked.
Mr. Mitchell looked through a few desk drawers and pulled out a book. "I have a book you should read," he said. "It's Hatchet by Gary Paulson. It's a story about a boy stuck in a dangerous situation. To survive, he has to make himself stronger, both on the outside and on the inside. Read it. I think you'll get a lot out of it." He handed Darryl the book.
"Thanks," Darryl said. "But I don't like to read books." It was true. He could not remember the last time he finished a book.
"Darryl, you came in here looking for a change, right? Here is something that can help you get stronger. This isn't an assignment for class, but if you want my advice, read the book. I think it will help."
Darryl looked at the book. "How's this thing going to help me with Tyrae?" he wondered. The only way Darryl could see the book helping was if he hit Tyrae over the head with it. Maybe Mr. Mitchell did not know what he was going through after all. Darryl put the book in his backpack. He was disappointed. He wanted an answer to his problem, not a book. He looked over at Mr. Mitchell.
"Darryl, if a student is really giving you trouble, I can help," the teacher said. "If he threatens you or hurts you, we can have him suspended or even expelled."
"No,"
Darryl replied. He knew that would just make it worse for him.
"I want it to stop, but I want to be able to handle it myself."
"Well, if there comes a time when you really can't handle it, let me know, and I'll do what I can, okay? You're not alone," Mr. Mitchell said.
Darryl left the classroom feeling better now that someone knew how bad things were, but he still did not have a solution to his problem. Despite what Mr. Mitchell said, Darryl still was alone. At home, Darryl raided the refrigerator, making himself 2 tuna fish sandwiches. He had gotten used to eating after school, especially since he started giving his lunch money to Tyrae. "At least I don't have to see Blueford for 4 days, he thought. The Thanksgiving holiday meant 2 extra days off from school. After he finished his sandwiches, Darryl did push-ups. He had done them every day since he met Tyrae. Once in a while, he thought that his arms and chest seemed a bit tighter than they used to be, but he still was shorter and skinnier than everyone in his class. As he finished his push-ups, he thought about his conversation with Mr. Mitchell. "But you can also toughen yourself on the inside," he had said. Darryl wanted to be tough all over, so tough that he could look in the eyes of any kid that stared at him. He wanted to be so strong that no one would ever laugh when he was around. He wanted to be bigger, taller, and stronger than Tyrae.
"Yeah, right," he mumbled. I'll never be those things. Still, he wondered why Mr. Mitchell had insisted that he read a book. He went over to his backpack and pulled out Hatchet. It's stupid to think a book can do anything about a bully, Darryl thought as he opened it to the first page. The book began with a kid named Brian going on a trip to visit his father. So what? Darryl thought. I don't even have a father. He turned the page. The story described how Brian had to take a private plane ride to get to his father's house. Darryl put the book down for a second. Only a rich kid would be able to afford a private plane ride, he thought. He did not feel like reading a book about a rich kid who had an easy life. Darryl wondered why Mr. Mitchell had given him the book. After reading two pages, he could not see anything good in the story. I'll give it one more chance, Darryl decided. Again, he picked it up and started reading, and then the book changed. While Brian was flying in the small plane, the pilot had a massive heart attack and died right in front of him. Watching in horror, Brian realized he was stuck in a tiny plane high above a huge forest, and he did not know how to fly. Worse, Brian had to crash the plane in order to get back on the ground. Brian knew he might not survive the crash, but he had no choice. He had to land it. As Darryl read on, Brian was described as being totally alone. Darryl may never have been in a plane before, but he knew what it was like to be in an impossible position, and he knew what it was like to be alone. He decided he would use the 4 days off to finish the book. He had nothing else to do. Besides, he wanted to see what was going to happen to Brian. Thanksgiving weekend was the first time Darryl did not hate California. He did not mind it because he did not have to go outside. He didn't have to go to Blueford or see Tyree. The only thing that bothered Darryl during the whole holiday was listening to Travis pick on his little brother. But even that was better than usual because Travis did not act as mean when his father was around. Darryl knew that hiding inside with his family for 4 days was not going to solve his problems, but it felt good to have time to relax. On Thanksgiving Day, Darryl and his mother joined Uncle Jason's family for dinner. His mother had made a big honeyed ham, candied sweet potatoes, and creamed corn. His aunt and uncle had prepared a huge turkey along with a platter of stuffing cooked with butter. For dessert, there were apple, pumpkin, and cherry pies. Darryl made sure to eat everything. It seemed that when he ate, he only remained full for an hour or so. Then he felt hungry again. His mother teased him about his appetite, calling him the bottomless pit. Uncle Jason seemed pleased that Darryl was eating so well.
Maybe that boy will grow yet, he said to Darryl's mother.
Darryl did notice that some of his clothes seemed tighter, but he still saw a scrawny guy staring at him in the mirror each morning. It doesn't matter how much I eat, I still look the same, he said to his reflection the day after Thanksgiving. When he was not eating, Darryl was reading Hatchet. He could not put the book down. He eagerly read about how Brian managed to crash land the plane in a small lake and how he narrowly escaped drowning. Then Brian faced new challenges. He had to find food, and after that, he had to protect himself from animal attacks. Darryl read the book late into the night, long after his mother went to bed. He still could not understand what it had to do with him or why Mr. Mitchell thought it was so important for him to read. But it didn't matter. Darryl liked the book. When he was reading it, he didn't think at all about Tyree. By the time Darryl finished the book on Saturday, he knew why Mr. Mitchell had given it to him. Brian was transformed in Hatchet, changed completely. Mr. Mitchell thinks I can change too, Darryl thought. But how? It was the same question he had asked himself for years. Darryl noticed that Brian was a lot like him. When Brian's plane crashed, he was severely bitten by insects and attacked by a porcupine that shoved its sharp needles deep into his leg. Then he got violently sick from eating poisoned berries. After each problem, Brian got angry and frustrated.
He wanted to give up and go home. Darryl knew those feelings very well. He wanted to give up every Friday and run back home to Philadelphia. Darryl may never have been alone in the woods, but he was alone at Blueford, and to him it seemed just as bad, maybe worse.
But Brian changes in Hatchet, Darryl thought. I'm never going to change.
Darryl read the part about Brian's transformation again. He wanted to see if there was a secret he was missing, a sentence that would give him the inner strength Mr. Mitchell had mentioned. If there was, he couldn't find it. In Hatchet, Brian changed when he realized that he was not going to survive alone in the woods. Darryl felt the same way about Blueford High School. He knew he had to change if he wanted to survive, but he did not know how. He hoped the book would give him answers, but all he had were more questions. He flipped through the pages again. Darryl noticed that Brian changed most when he started using his mind to solve his problems instead of just complaining about them. At that point, he taught himself to build a fire, to fish, to make a shelter, to survive.
But real life is different, Darryl thought, and I ain't Brian. I don't need to build fires. I gotta survive high school, not the woods.
Darryl would rather spend a night in the woods than another day at Blueford. Though the book confused and frustrated him, Darryl had a favorite part. It was the end of the story, when a pilot came to rescue Brian. Instead of finding a scared kid, the pilot found a young man standing before him. Brian was still small, and he was exhausted, but he was strong, inside and out, and Brian was tough, tougher than ever, because he had survived storms, injuries, and wild animals. Darryl could feel his pulse quicken, imagining himself in Brian's shoes.
I want to be that tough, he thought.
As good as the book was, Darryl still did not know what to do next. He still did not know how he would get friends, how he would learn to look people in the eye, or how he would deal with Tyree. He still felt like the same Darryl. He wondered what Brian would do if he met Tyree.
Run back into the woods, he thought.